From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 14th at 8:54, coming up right at 8:55. And we have Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning. Just a second. Stay with me, Kimberly, because you did a great interview. Thank you for the interview you did about the Virginia Theater. It is a fantastic place in Champaign, Illinois, for folks to get to. I know you certainly have probably been to it. And the idea that they have upgraded that audio system just to really improve what happens on the stage makes me so happy. And I bet it does you too. Yeah, it will be fantastic. Now let's turn to our attention to the marketplace and talk about what's happening there. May corn today at $4.88 and a quarter. That's down two. July down a penny and a half at $4.95 and a half. December at $4.64 and a half. That's up a penny and a quarter at this hour. May beans at $10.47 and a half, 4 3/4 higher. July at $10.57 and a half, up 4 and a half. And November beans at $10.34 and a half. They're up 9 cents. Bean meal futures 30 cents lower. The bean oil down 53 cents. It's at 46.83. And the hard red winter wheat in the nearby contract, the July actually harvest month, at $5.70 and a quarter, down 13 cents. The soft red, which is grown here in Illinois and east of the Mississippi River primarily, though Missouri does grow some as well, 5.61 and a half. It's down 8 3/4 of a cent. Of course, the marketplace is continuing to watch what is happening with the tariff and trade war dispute between the United States and China and how that will play out over time. It does have a very large impact on what the marketplace might see. We may get a rough estimate by the time we get to the May World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate, particularly for soybeans, as to how those policies will impact the new crop soybeans and even corn. That'll be the first time that USDA in May takes a look at the supply and demand tables, meaning that they will present their ideas how much production we might have from the marketplace across the United States, whether planting has been slow enough to slow production for corn and or soybeans, as well as more importantly how those tariffs will impact trade. The last time there was a trade war, soybeans in that first part of the war were not exported from the U.S. to China, and we'll be watching that very closely to see how those numbers play out. Again, that's coming up in the future as the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate will be released in the month of May for the new crop. Now, turning our attention to the livestock for the day, live cattle at $197.32 and a half. Last trade there, 52 and a half cents higher for the day. Feeder cattle at $284.72 and a half, up a dollar and a nickel, and the lean hogs per 100 pounds at $94.52 and a half. That's $1.20 higher for the day, just for comparison's sakes. When you go to the store, generally speaking, to look at the price cents per pound or dollars and cents per pound. Again, lean hogs at $94.57 and a half on the wholesale price, up $1.25. That's a penny and a quarter higher. It would be about 94 cents a pound if it were to sell at the wholesale price in the store. Of course, it does not. And that's an average across the whole of the hog, not just of different cuts. And of course, they vary from time to time. Now, let's take a look at some of the other things that are happening. Crude oil today at $61.72. That's up 22 cents. Gasoline at $2 a penny, up 2 2/10 of a cent. That's the wholesale price on the RBOB. The S&P 500 is up around 67 points. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 40,730 is 330 points higher for the day. One last note, because I like things that are space and NASA, Gail King and Katy Perry did manage to make a trip for a 10-minute ride with Blue Origin successfully in the last 20, 25 minutes or so. You'll probably hear about that in the news coming up at the top of the hour as well. Back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Yeah, I heard them talking about that a little bit on NPR this morning. I'm sure it will come up. Have a great rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of a rain shower midday and a high of 68 degrees. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Currently here in Urbana, partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees with southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. This is Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.